Darn.
What's up, Yayo?
Someone sent me an email with a huge file attached. I'm just going to delete it, empty the trash bin, and voila, it's gone.
Not really.
What do you mean? I just deleted it from the trash.
I know, but that doesn't mean the file is gone.
Then where did it go?
It's like this. Think of the hard drive on your computer like a book where you store information. Near the front of the hard drive is a combination table of contents and index called the File Allocation Table, or FAT. When you save a file, say your grandmother's recipe for apple strudel, information about where the file is on the hard drive is stored in the FAT, while the actual contents of the file are stored wherever there's room on the hard drive. With me so far?
Yes, but my grandmother never made apple strudel.
Never mind that. The important thing is that when you delete a file and then empty the trash, you're not actually deleting the information from the hard drive. All you're doing is telling the FAT to drop the information on where the file is stored. The contents of the file are still somewhere on the hard drive, taking up space.
So I'm stuck with this unwanted file forever?
Not quite. The best way to actually get rid of files is to overwrite them with new information. So when you save a new file, it might be stored on top of the file you deleted, effectively erasing it. Or you can buy software that automatically overwrites deleted files.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Joshua Strife Fraser.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. Again, that website is amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.